A young boy watches a dancing show on television.
Salsa. It was like something from another planet. The music, the passion, the rhythm.
A scrapbook.
Once I put those shoes on, I never wanted to take them off.
The slightly overweight boy dances.
It was like I had fire in my heels. I was an unstoppable salsa machine, trophy after trophy after trophy. All overseen by my mentor, Ron Parfit, great coach. Hard bastard.
Most people think you dance with your feet, bollocks. You dance with your heart. You dance with el corazón. Hey, and Bruce has got a heart like a bison and balls like an elephant.
Young Bruce flips and spins.
And by my side, my sister and dance partner, Sam.
Thunder, 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 thundercats. Ho!
Bruce and Sam dance in sequin outfits.
We travelled the circuit, Berkshire, Buckinghamshire, Bedfordshire. We won it all, every title going except one, the Nationals. Cuban heels, silk shirt, 1,000 hand-sewn sequins. I was ready to take on the world. But sometimes salsa just throws you out for a spin.
A wanker, nice shirt.
Wearing a burgundy sequin shirt and black trousers, Bruce runs away from a group of boys who chase him through a subway, while Ron and Sam wait at a dancing competition.
I don't know where I was when I fell in love with salsa, but I know exactly where I was when it stopped.
Who do you think you are?
Every man alone.
They beat him up in a car park and push his face in a puddle of water while Ron paces anxiously at the Nationals.
I never turned up that night. I just phoned him and told him, salsa's for pussies.
Bruce bins his shoes and burns them.
And I guess that fire in my heels, it just went out.
Cuban Fury. Twenty-five years later, Bruce, overweight and in his 30s, takes a four-pack of small yogurts out of the fridge and eats them one after the other at the kitchen table while watching TV. In the sitting room, he laces up his trainers, zips up a red jacket and checks his cycling helmet. He rides a small collapsible bike to GFD Engineering's offices.
GFD Engineering, Western Europe's premier supplier of high-end manufacturing and five-star...
He carries the folded bike through reception.
Bike!
Why do we have to do this every morning? It's not a bike.
Well, not now it's not, but I just watched you transform it in the monitor.
I'll admit, for a while outside it was a bike, but now, biff, baff, poof. Look at that. It's a piece of luggage.
Bike.
Fucking hell.
Bonita, buenos dias, Bruce.
No. What have you gone for here? Is this what you're wearing today?
Yeah, cycling. Wearing it.
You just looked in your wardrobe and thought, I think I'll just look like a maxi baby bell today. Was that it?
Safety.
Have you shaved?
No.
Just lift your... Some jam in your stomach.
Don't do that. Don't do that in front of him.
It's a big day. Big day, man. Got the new boss starting this morning. I hear he's a ball buster.
Well, I hear. Apparently, he is a she.
You mean like a tranny?
No. A woman.
Oh, a woman? What kind of a woman wants to run a company that specializes in heavy industrial machinery? I think I know. A beast.
Lump.
Might be perfect for you.
Anyway, listen, this bike's not going to park itself.
All right, well, I'll see you up there, okay? Don't be late. Don't let my team to be late. It's unprofessional, isn't it, Bumflap? There they are, Mark and Mindy.
As the taller, casually suited boss walks away, Bruce dejectedly picks up his bike and heads for the doors. Later, he's drawing engineering plans in an open office, wearing a dark blue shirt.
Hello.
Bruce crosses the floor.
Can you not hear that?
She scowls at him.
Hello, Bruce Garrett.
Hello, Bruce. Do you like scary films?
What?
I'm doing Scream. You totally bought it.
Oh, hi, Drew.
They're going to unleash the beast, Bruce.
In a large meeting...
Who wouldn't swap the crystal blue waters of the Pacific for the endless silted mud flats of old Father Thames, am I right? And hopefully I can prove to you that I'm a better sales manager than I am a public speaker.
I bet she's got the bag to go with them shoes.
Hmm?
United States of bitch face, little miss, I'm so American.
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Let's all have a drink.
Here, here.
Drew joins Bruce.
You were right, you know. She is a woman. And what a woman.
Wow-wow-wee-wow.
I would make a splash inside that like a milk truck hitting a wall.
Listen, can we not talk ejaculate at the buffet?
Look at her, though. Look at my little Dairy Queen. Huh?
Okay.
Oh, you see? You had a little look, too.
Oh, some sexy.
Oh, that's cute. No, it is. It's adorable, Bruce. That's all right. You can look. But don't touch, because that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? Just leave it to the experts.
Sure.
The sexperts. I just coined that.
That's quite good, actually.
Wouldn't it?
Right. Don't!
Later, in a large open office space, a music player is plugged in and people dance.
Oh! Work time is over, motherfuckers. Oh, I think we know what that means. That means... Oh, it's party time. That's right. Who wants to come and play with the dancing bear? This one loves a little bear time. Come on, little fella. Come on.
Yeah. He gets Helen up.
Oh, there it is. You got a little bit of rhythm going on there.
That's it.
See, what are you worried about? She moves like a gem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you nice?
And she loves this man. That was good, you see? Oh, what about this one? Little silent but deadly in the corner.
Stop it.
You gonna come dancing with me, Brucey?
Just a little something, something.
What?
I don't dance.
Everybody's dancing.
I don't dance. I don't like it.
All right, make yourself useful. Oh.
He throws his jacket over Bruce's head.
Come on. Oh, the line broke. Because it was a big siege. What time is it? It's concert time.
Drew starts a Russian dance. Bruce watches in dismay and walks off.
Hey, Bruce.
Drew dances by himself. Bruce walks down the corridor, turns a corner, and bumps into his new boss.
Whoa! Wow,
sorry.
I am so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I've got tangled here. Let me try and get this.
Ow.
Again, I'm sorry. Are you all right?
Where am I? Am I in England? No, I'm fine. Fine. Maybe we should get these untangled. Bruce Garrett.
Bruce Garrett, that's me. And Julio, Matthew.
They printed it wrong, but I like it, so I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah, no, you should. I think it suits you. It's Latin flavored.
Oh.
I just want you to know, I wasn't trying to escape your party.
Oh no, me neither. I mean, why would anybody want to leave that amazing party?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Well, a pickle. 3D jigsaw.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Bruce.
Likewise. Julio?
Bruce is in a bar eating a cocktail cherry.
Do you know what I like best about this place?
What, apart from the free glacé cherries?
Apart from the free glacé cherries, the fact that they still insist upon my little sister dressing up like a Tongan concubine.
Oh, they don't insist. And I prefer Polynesian call girl.
Mm-hmm.
So talk me through headbutting your new boss.
Well... Actually, she might have headbutted me, but our lanyard's tangled. There was a struggle. You know, our heads went forward. There was a clash, wallop.
Sounds like she made quite an impression.
No, not this again.
Oh, come on, Bruce. You haven't even mentioned a girl since, what, the early 90s?
Stand down, Samantha, please. She is not of my world.
Oh, what world is that? The world of not even trying?
Yeah, indeed. The planet She is beautiful, way out of my league. And also my boss, so knock it on the head.
Oh, that well-known place. Is that right next to Precious Comfort Zone? A place you've never even stepped out of, ever. All I'm saying is that if you really like something, you've got to put yourself out there. You've got to reach out and grab it.
The cherries are not that delicious.
Oh, I'm not talking about the cherries, Bruce.